welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Adam.
I'm John.
I'm deaf.
I am flying.
You always shout welcome like, welcome back.
Well, yeah, I get into it.
Yeah, yeah. I could tell.
It's good. Your lead from Comics
because
Crew.
Right before this, we were all fucking half asleep, so.
I actually did take a nap when
you
I got
were,
here.
You were snoring when I walked by you the first time.
Yeah, hey, that hammock with the pillow,
bit,
man.
I was a bit jealous at the time.
I mean, you know, I showed up, no one was here, there was an empty hammock, what else am I supposed to do but take a nap?
Amen to that, though.
But laziness aside, we're,
playing beam.ng.
Adam's playing beam.ng. Well, this isn't what it looks like.
Oh, man.
We are playing.
Yeah, we are.
Yes. Beamng.drive.
You're still alive in that cab.
Oh, your tire's deflated.
It's fine. Look at me.
You are still alive, I'm saying.
Oh, radiator damage.
Oh, still alive. Your part of the cab has not been crushed yet.
Jesus.
I mean, you probably snapped your neck from that whiplash.
Look at this beautiful fucking machine.
This game was suggested to us by a viewer, and we are kind of playing it for the first time live on air here.
I have to give it back or I'll never stop.
This will be a learning experience for all of us.
We're kind of playing. I think we are playing.
We are playing. Well, I played a little bit before this.
At some point, you guys should give me the keyboard, and I could try and play through the stream.
From there with the delay.
Yeah, see what happens.
So I may be, like, clicking around and stuff.
There's scenarios. What scenarios?
All right, let's check out
Hit us with a scenario.
Oh, shit, there's all kinds of rad stuff going on here.
Derby.
Jumps. I don't know. Jumps.
Dude, Demolition Derby. Let's go. Let's wreck some cars.
So concrete arena, mud pit arena, regular or test? Or there's the pit.
Let's do the one with the weird X in the middle.
Play. From two to four local players.
Oh.
We don't have another.
Well, let's see how that works.
Are you be all by yourself driving around? I'm going to demo nobody.
How much was this?
This was like $16.99 on the Steam sale. So it's
probably
like
$20.
Yeah.
That's like
Rachel
$11.
Says hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Jazz.
At least one player must drive red
Spare
pickup.
Fingers.
So, you're in the yellow.
So I'm keyboard.
I didn't bring my controller.
Shoot.
You can plug that controller in real quick.
Fuck, isn't it not already?
I think so. See if,
it's vibrating like a son of a bitch.
That's because it's either connected or not connected.
It could mean anything.
Well, it dies on you randomly because of that cable.
Oh, well, that button does stuff, but that's the only one.
Uh-huh.
Too bad.
Well, I guess we can't do Demolition Derby.
Okay.
Sad. Well, campaign. Campaign it up.
You can try to plug them in. John, start us off with news, will you?
I would love to do that as soon as I get into what the first story is. Oh, wait, I already know what it is.
Yeah, you do.
There we go.
So, there was the day of action for net neutrality.
Neutrality.
And all of the major websites joined in on it. Everybody that was big. Amazon, Pornhub. You know, those should definitely go together.
Not YouTube.
Hard.
Which is weird.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, they like to steal people's content anyways. So they're probably all for it. But yeah, over 2 million comments on the FCC's website.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys leave one?
I did. I left two. I have two email addresses that I use regularly, so I did two.
I left one. Reddit was like, hey, go here and leave a message.
Did you leave the default one, or did you erase it and write your own?
I added some stuff to the default one.
I left one also, but I only left the default one. So.
I completely rewrote it.
Oh, really? Nice.
Ajit Pai is the chairman of the FCC. He's
a dick?
Yeah. I liked how you put it in the OneNote. Is still a...
Oh, hang on, I got it.
300 points.
FCC chairman is still a right-wing, money-minded, absolute tool.
Yes, I enjoyed that. It made me chuckle before I even opened the article.
So I'm going to go ahead and try and find an image of Ajit Pai for the listeners.
Yeah, and when they asked him about it, like, does it matter, all these comments or whatever, and he said, no, it doesn't matter the quantity of comments over, the more substantive comments that we received. Which is basically him saying, like, oh, there was, like, one fake user who was all for it.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh,
this is
it wasn't. It's not just that, either. He said, like, one of his things is, it doesn't matter to me because it doesn't... These comments don't come with a cost effect or a cost versus whatever versus cost savings.
Benefit analysis.
Yeah, that, and it also doesn't come from like a peer reviewed source. So for the viewers,
comes from the people who use the web, you asshole.
Yeah. So for the viewers like on YouTube, that's Ajit Pai. That is your FCC chairman appointed to the position by your president Donald Trump. And he is disregarding pretty much 90% of what the internet said.
Yep. Yeah, he doesn't, because you're just like, well, they didn't tell us how we could make money with it, so fuck them.
But the FCC isn't a money-making company, so he really can't say that. He's not allowed to.
Yeah, he still did. I mean, look at the administration. They definitely give a fuck about money.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Oh, oh damn, you got stomped on.
He fucking popped away. He fucking Fast and the Furious too, bro.
He's on fire.
He is on fire. Holy shit, he blew his nose.
You too have soon,
noob.
You must.
Oh, because... shit!
Oh, did I win?
No.
Yeah?
Yes. No, you're still...
I'm pretty sure you won that. It also looked like you had nose because you had a PSI gauge.
Well, that would be probably for my turbo or...
Mike, yeah. Mike wants to know if any of you guys have watched the new season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yes. It was awesome.
We watched it last night as a household plus one.
I haven't watched it.
Where was my invite? The fuck? Probably the same place that...
You could come next Sunday.
Oh,
I didn't,
all right. That's cool.
Man.
No, it says I get it.
We came back from celebrating our friend's birthday party, and then our buddy Jason stayed with us and watched the show.
I haven't...
It's going to be hard.
I want to drive the Woodbridge. This game actually looks stupid fun.
It does. It does.
Like, literally stupid fun.
I get a feeling that bridge is going to
fall. You think I'm going to make it past halfway?
Fuck no.
Okay. I think you're going all the way, baby. I'm thinking you should not...
To answer Mike's question from my side, I haven't watched Game of Thrones in 2 years.
Oh, shit. This is a weird angle here. Hold on. Oh, no. God damn it.
Yeah,
why don't you steer left?
Restart that, bitch.
And Mike says...
Restart that and give me that.
So Mike says he was halfway through it until he got the notification from Waiting for Players, and then he's on here to tell the losers that they interrupted.
I think all three of us should have a bridge off. Can you restart it after you complete?
Yeah, I think so.
Alright.
Did you hear any of that?
Yes,
I did.
We did. Cool.
Thank you for not watching.
Thanks for joining us.
It's Mike talking shit. It's like it's a staple in the show, that's for sure. And we do love Mike, no matter what.
Oh, you
this is intense. How can you not?
Totally got this.
Oh, this looks pretty easy. This looks pretty easy.
You got a timer too.
Yeah, you only got 30 seconds to get across.
Come on, floor it. Floor it.
That's why. Whoa. Why does that just happen?
Yes, I didn't do it.
Oh, you're fucked.
Your toes fucked.
All right, give it to Adam. Let's see what he could do on the Woodbridge. All right.
So what's the controls? Ooh. Just WASD?
Yeah. You know,
the net neutrality thing, it looks like no matter what people do or say, they're still just going to push through their own agenda. There's no way around it. Like,
it's not part of Congress, so yeah, you can tell your congressman and your senator that you don't agree with it, and that is good. You should open a dialogue with your representatives, but it's not like it's part of the executive branch. So the executive branch pretty much governs themselves until congressional oversight comes in, or the judiciary gets involved. And but right now, seems like the FCC is willing to ignore pretty much all of what the people are saying.
Yeah, they seem to not give a fuck about what the...
Well,
the
that Ajit Pai is a total tool. Who's it? John Oliver?
Yeah.
Did you see his Reese's mug?
Yes. It's way bigger.
He's like, my Reese's mugs eats Reese's mugs for breakfast or whatever. Exactly.
Press R, John, to restart. There you go.
It wasn't
tap forward.
You know, it's not just that.
Skip this.
It just speaks to the greater, I don't know, corruption of the entire executive branch.
Definitely.
And it sucks because until this administration, the internet was on its way to being deemed as an essential commodity.
As well as it should be. That's one thing that I said in my note is this is a commodity. Like, this is a resource. This is a straight up. Like, it's a utility at this point.
Rachel says she hearts John Oliver, and we all do.
Yeah.
He was recently on Colbert, and he was fucking amazing.
Oh, man, John, this is even worse.
Yeah. he is still getting sued by the Cole guy.
Is he?
Yeah, he went on Colbert, and Colbert's like, what can you say? And he goes, you can't say much. But and then Colbert's like, I'm just going to ask you questions then, and you give me what you can. And It was great. It was amazing.
I'll have to check that out because I wanted to see what the follow-up to that was going to be.
Fun fact is Colbert was the first member of The Daily Show to be sued.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Nice.
Look what you did to the bridge.
Oh, the bridge that fell.
Oh, I took the bridge out?
Nice.
Apparently you went too fast.
Here you go again.
I would try it slow one time.
I don't know. I was trying it slow, and I think it was harder.
Like you have more room for correction, though, because when I started to speed up, like, a little bit of oversteering, and next thing you know, you're just, like, taking a hard right off the bridge. Oh, God, John.
How did you break the bridge? That's what I want to know.
Hey, Tiggs is here, John.
Oh, what's up, John? Or Tiggs?
That was a nice landing.
And Mike tells you to slow down.
He's got a... Our buddy Tiggs is listening tonight, but he's training up for his League of Legends tournament that starts at 9 with Microsoft. So he's going to be playing, having some fun. I wish you good luck there, sir.
Next challenge.
I'm a little upset that I'm not on your team, but it's whatever. We'll talk about that later.
John, when was the last time you actually played LOL?
Like a week and a half ago?
I don't believe that for a goddamn second.
I played with Lenny, man. Me and him still like that game, unlike everybody else.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just that I...
Nice. It's entirely toxic, and I hate that fucking game.
Yeah. Just turn off all chat. Jeez Louise. Everybody acts like it's so hard. They've got a ping system. If you can't communicate everything that needs to be said in that game with just the pings with danger, enemy missing from the lane...
I can't multitask like that.
So, on my way and need support. Like, that's literally... Well, yes.
Epic. John says, hopefully his jungle is better than your driving, John.
First off, who's he jungling? Because my jungle of Moomoo is nasty, bruh.
Your jungle Moo?
My jungle Moo.
The funnest person to jungle with is Volibear. Because Volibear don't give a fuck.
Volibear's nasty, but I don't know if they've done something to him because I never see him anymore.
Oh, yeah, he might have gotten fucking nerfed.
And or just other people are stronger, so people play the strongest.
Yeah, he's just...
Oh, to the river, yes! This game is retarded silly. Like,
it's retarded silly. So it's totally retarded.
Cross the river?
Damn. Oh, welcome
Touch
to Mexico.
The other shore.
Welcome to Mexico.
Yeah, right? Border Patrol comes in and rams them.
Mike says this game actually looks fun.
It does. Awesome.
Hey, Mike. I'm glad you like something.
I thought
for
you
once.
Were going to tell him to go fuck himself.
I'm actually happy that for once he's not this game looks stupid. Why are you playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare?
Yeah, there's some weirdness. Suspension.
7.
Pass. Oh.
Trump. All right. We have more news than that, though. That was not all the news. I'm being really easily distracted.
I love how they tell you what to do. It's awesome.
So as we all know...
Tig says Lisa.
Really?
Ooh, nice. Yeah, Lisa's good, man.
There's no way to reset your view? There's got to be.
I
think they want it to be like this. Like in this scenario. Ooh. You know?
It could be.
I say 10 out of 10 stuck the landing.
Yeah, you're going to want to go a little slower off that first jump.
Oh, hit the car, but hit the brakes so you don't go off the edge. Like, that's for the last one.
Oh, it says destroy both of them, though.
It does?
Yeah, you get 500 for destroying yours and 500 for destroying the other one.
Oh, okay. That's what Mike said.
So as we all know, Facebook bought Oculus Rift.
And they can't decide what you should pay for it.
So far, the decision, not being able to decide has been a good thing because they just, tickling the throat, announced a $200 price drop on the Oculus Rift.
Oh, I kind of
missed it.
What is the other item?
The Oculus Rift and the Oculus Touch.
Oculus Touch combo.
Yeah.
So they're now going to price it at $499 and sell it, and they're going to box it in the same box and sell it as a single unit.
It's a really good price. That puts it on par with the PlayStation VR.
And cheaper than the Vive.
But that wasn't even the news that got me really excited. What got me excited was kind of
the addendum I added?
Yeah, the Oculus VR standalone that's going to be coming out in 2018 that doesn't require a cell phone or a computer to hook to it.
So that is... First, that's very unconfirmed. It's a rumor.
I didn't realize it was shaky.
But, I mean, it's reported, but, I mean, reported doesn't mean much unless you find a second, like, source, right?
I want a cannon, a car. Dude, this game
I don't know
awesome.
How to... It's giving me, like, controller...
All it says is that Bloomberg is reporting a standalone Oculus virtual reality headset by 2018.
Oh, Spacebar does that.
We need to fix that pitch.
Yeah, but still, the price drop bodes well. They were saying in the article they're not sure exactly why, other than maybe they're just trying to sell more units, which is kind of the point of making sales, so I can't really... Is it already... Just hit spacebar. Is it already lined up?
It's A to fire.
A or space, lift up, lower down, page down.
Okay.
Alright.
Oh man, this is intense.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Is there a car back there on the road? You're going to kill like a family on vacation? It's like driving through the desert?
Blaze says God morning, but we'll say good morning back.
No, we'll say Jesus morning.
Go just like a little bit.
Ali morning.
Allah. See, pretty much what it does from there.
Ooh!
Oh!
Oh!
You got it!
So maybe go from the start and just raise it just a hair. See if you can just go through the windows.
1,000 for 1,000 damage. Nice.
Well, yeah.
It's perfect. Yeah. All
right.
You're in first gear.
Do you want to shoot the cannon?
I do.
All right.
Literally, all you have to do is push space.
Pretty much. Just page up a tiny little bit.
Is there like a skip on this?
Press W.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, with the bounce. Welcome to Mexico.
Disappeared.
Why? What are we still following?
I don't know yet.
Through the ground. Oh, nope.
Nope,
oh.
It bounced again.
Did I break it? Oh, a wall?
Nope.
Woo!
Straight up that time.
Oh.
Whee!
Okay, I gotta stop hitting space to skip.
Yeah, okay. No, hit there W to skip. Okay, that works too.
What are you doing, John?
He's backing up, man.
Oh, my God.
It's a car. It's got a car noise attached to it. Rachel said that was a very bouncy cannonball.
You're for sure going to miss.
Absolutely.
You're too far to the left.
Yeah, your tote's going to miss.
Oh, there's a 20-second time limit.
I really want to fire the cannon. I missed twice. I want to fire it and hit it.
Drives around.
Now, shoot.
Oh.
Man, I'm bad.
Yeah, you are.
I should not buy this game. That's
no, you should, because you'll love it.
There you go.
Rachel said hashtag physics.
Nice. Oh, that was a good one.
All right, yeah. Thank you.
It's like my rabbit all over again.
You obliterated the driver of that car.
I do feel better.
So, John, this next story is something that's right up your alley.
Yeah, PUBG.
Yeah,
I mean, have to look as soon as you said right up your alley. So it is awesome. So a lot of people are complaining about the ability to switch between first and third person in PUBG. And I totally get it. Now, do I use that to my benefit that I can switch between first and third? Absolutely, because you can look over walls and around corners using the third person camera. So while that's in the game, like, people complain like, oh, it's cheating or whatever, but it's like everybody has that, and I'm not going to put myself at a disadvantage
just to be just fair
to, just to be like, this is more realistic, you know?
Yeah.
Hello.
So PUBG announced today, one of the creators, is that they are going to do dedicated first-person servers for the people that want to play hardcore first-person.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
And I have no doubt that I will play on these servers, not like always, but I'll definitely be trying them out and giving them a whirl, because there's first-person lock camera makes that game so much harder.
Hard from this angle.
Makes it so much harder to recognize where danger and people 16 are.
16 seconds, Adam.
The inability to look around walls and all of that is going to really change up the way... Ooh, Adam, almost.
Back up, quick.
It's going to really change the way the game feels. So, yeah, I think...
Fuck you, Peter.
Peter.
In my opinion, I would say it's a
success. Look at that.
I would say it's kind of like playing a game in hardcore mode. Playing that game in first person would be like the equivalent of turning up the difficulty.
That's like playing DayZ in first person only servers.
Yep. It's rough. It's tricky. It's,
oh, yeah.
But at the same time, like when I do building combat,
I
switch to first person. Oh, yeah. Euro Truck Simulator.
Uneven surface. That's how far you need to get.
Oh, this is going to be easy. Floor it.
You just floor it. Stomp the gas forward.
Dude. We ain't no bitch here waiting for players. He's gunning it. Oh, yeah. Shoot the gap. Oh, the camera's going to turn on you. I knew it. This game is evil. Hit me the little right steer. Oh, no. Oh, he skipped it. Oh! Gas tank coming. Oh, it'd be way better if it exploded on top of your car.
Oh, I'm on fire.
Hey, not bad, man. Hit R and do it again. I'm not done seeing this.
As soon as you split that gap, you gotta take a turn to the right. Try and follow that road down.
Yep.
I might have to only have 20 seconds too, because this looks so much fun.
I think that Adam should.
Oh shit!
No, you're good.
You're solid.
You're good.
Okay, you're not so good no more.
Optimus! Oh no, you're right down the road. No, keep gunning it. Keep gunning it. Hit the gas.
You're fine.
The wheels are gone.
Line's way over there. Yeah, it is.
Man, I want to play this so bad it hurts.
You're like a very like will they won't
do
they?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Goddamn right.
It's so much fun. But no, I'm a big so fan of the PUBG updates because you still have the ability to play first and third on other servers. You don't have to play on first person only servers, but there's a lot of people calling for it.
That wall hard. What are you doing? You have to go through the
fucking
gap.
It up.
He's taking the right. He's staying to the right. Beautiful.
I got this.
Stick the landing.
Quick front flip.
Stick the lid. Oh. All
right. Doing it backwards.
No, get it backwards.
Reverses.
Reverses.
Oh, yeah, you're going. You're fine. You got all your wheels still. That's a plus.
Well, no. You say that, but.
I think it's done for.
I think your driver's fine.
Maybe yeah, so
success.
Nice. To the
next challenge.
To the PUBG players.
Fuck that. Do this again.
Well, too
like
well,
I said, sorry. I think community as a whole is going to be really happy with that decision.
I also think it's for the best as well.
Yeah, they've been implementing so many updates. I think the developers on PUBG are doing a fantastic job.
Destroy this.
They're adding vaulting. They've already added more weather scenarios and times of day.
Nice.
So, like, now they've got, like, evening and stuff. Rain will now affect the roads going forward once they release the patch for road slickness.
You're off.
So.
I way overshot.
Yeah.
So, water on the roadways will be a factor for people driving.
I turned my lights on.
The vaulting over objects is really awesome to me, to like walls to quick climb and stuff like that. A lot of games have it. This game doesn't, and it kind of kills you because there's a wall in front of you that's like the height of this couch, and your guy like can't, and you have to go around it.
Oh, so close.
Oh, that was pretty close.
The other thing they're adding that I think is awesome is you're now going to be able to dive out of windows and buildings.
Really?
Like, run and just dive and punch the glass out, and your character will fly out the window and then hit the ground in a tuck and roll. I really do think that's an awesome one, so.
Oh!
That was so close. That was
close to
the last one.
You're getting it.
Yeah.
Maybe hang around three.
Three what?
RPMs.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm off. Shit.
Oh, wait, you might have corrected, though.
Overshot it.
Oh, no, that was money. He hit the line.
Damn it. So, any more PUBG news?
No, that's it. Okay. But, like I said, I was just giving the...
When
on
does
top
this
of the,
come out, or when is it?
Later
one?
This month, right?
Yeah, later this month. in fact, if you give me, like, 2 seconds, I will...
Overshot.
I don't know if they...
But you were right. You had a good line.
Yeah.
Oh, man, then I clicked on some other thing. Yeah, later this month, we'll say.
So, the next in the news is StarCraft Remastered. So they're going to be doing, like, episodic content on StarCraft YouTube channel. And the first episode is really cool. It talks about the...
Nice.
It talks... It's the original developers for StarCraft. And it's about 3 minutes long, and they tell you a little bit about the initial development and how they went about doing the game. I liked it a lot.
Next one.
Yeah. I watched the We're Under Attack.
Yeah, that's the first one. The second one is the one I'm talking about. It says episode one... creating a classic.
StarCraft is a classic game. I've never had the ability to multitask enough to be like really any good at it. I think for me, the story mode's always been fun. The story mode's always been enjoyable. I've just never been able to like real people that are skilled. It's just so hard. Like their APMs are freaking insane.
Nice. That was awesome.
those cinder blocks should have shattered, but I'm going to let it slide.
Welcome to Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Full success. Oh,
perfect. Yeah.
Who is next?
All right, John's already like, give me.
Oh, can I ask him, please? Kyle's keyboard. Teacher, right here, teacher.
Going? Oh, you want to move on? All right. These are fun doing just little,
but I was, little tiny challenges. It reminds me of the game for PlayStation 2, Stuntman. I don't know if any of you guys ever played that.
I haven't, no.
It was basically the same thing, except the whole thing was you were a stuntman for a movie.
Nice.
Get past this.
Ooh, so.
So, you know, just go
to
the left.
They're going to fuck with your camera.
I feel like I'm going to pop a wheelie.
For sure. Yeah, you will. Just don't kick. Don't.
Yeah. Mike wanted to know.
Don't burn like the other one.
Oh yes! With style.
Oh, you for sure just died there.
Dude, I think this is going to be a perfect.
Mike wanted to know if PUBG was coming to consoles, and I said, yes, the Xbox One X. And Mike said, boo, Xbox sucks.
Yes.
Well, geez, man, it's coming to console, though.
Yeah, you got lucky.
You got full success. You did it.
Mike is a devoted PlayStation guy only. So.
Well, hopefully you don't break your arm jerking Sony off, Mike. So, next news story.
Can you skip me into the next mission?
PlayStation is fucking better, man.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, you guys are done.
Well, now we got to move on to the very hard one.
You've got an achievement.
Back to campaigns.
Two overall. There you go.
A rocky start. Oh, they have download more, too. That's rad.
Witcher 3 is still winning awards. I feel like this is a Josh story.
Yep, absolutely. So, 2 years after the fact, Witcher 3 is still winning awards.
I don't
want to
do that.
That's pretty impressive. What award did it get?
It got Guerrilla Games. Wait, hang on.
Who's Guerrilla Games?
No, hang on. I'm fucking looking at it, okay?
Okay.
Right.
It's terrible because this one says very hard.
That's easy.
Yeah, I like how the only two it comes with are easy, very hard.
Right. There was the option to download more, but I'm sure there's a ton of community-created content.
It won Best Writing for Blood and Wine.
Oh, really?
Yes. 2 years after the fact. It was written two years ago.
Is Guerrilla Games a big thing? I'm just not familiar with it.
Guerrilla Games is another studio. And that's what the headline is Guerrilla Games wins Studio of the Year, but that's not what I was going for. The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, Blood and Wine, Best Writing, 2017.
Oh, I think you got to hit the thing off the edge, John, and not go over.
That's about it, though. I just wanted to highlight that Witcher is such a good game that 2 years after the fact, it's still fucking winning awards.
Well, then I guess it's good that I picked it up, the Game of the Year edition.
Yep, because Blood and Wine comes with that.
You should make sure you play that, too. It's so fucking long, but it's so good. Yeah. I still haven't beaten the game.
I restarted it. But actually, I stopped and got back into Styx. I'm past where we got together, John.
I'm sick.
In Styx.
Nice.
It's hard.
The game's super fun, man.
The cutscenes are weird.
Yeah.
There's two more news stories. The Battlefront 2 open beta will be in October. So be on the lookout for that.
Right on.
I will be playing that. And I might make that my game that week if it's open through the Monday.
And Atari has a new console? Question mark. Anybody know anything about this?
No.
I don't know much about it, no.
Yeah, it's called the Atari Box. It's called the Atari Box.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to play retro games as well as new games. And I'm thinking Atari has new games?
Right, that's the thing that confuses me, right, is the new games. Yeah. So I can't see it as being like a console that's trying to compete with any of the other major consoles. You know what I mean?
Press select to see available
The Atari spokesperson said, "Our objective is to create a new product that stays true to our heritage while appealing to both old and new fans of Atari. We intend to release two editions of it, a wood-paneled edition and a black and red glass edition."
Ooh, fancy as fuck.
Some of the specs on it suggest a modern, a little bit of modernity. It also means that while we will be delivering classic gaming content, we will also be delivering current gaming content. And current gaming content means what? Who has the right to, is Atari going to be the fourth console? Is that what it's going to be?
I can't look at the missions because there's no select button on the keyboard. Yeah, I don't know.
That's weird.
Push
A. Maybe, or is it going to be just because it's new content doesn't mean that it's going to be like AAA games. It could be more
bunch of indie games.
Yeah. Indie games or like mobile kind of games, but on a console, for,
That's true.
Rachel said she already needs it, and black and red glass. Yes.
No, I need that wood grain.
You want to be looking like you have a Plymouth Oldsmobile or something? Right.
I was thinking, like, definitely wood grain, and then you said that black and red glass, and I'm like, that seems...
It's dope. It looks good.
That's pretty interesting. Person. I wonder how much of a premium you have to pay for that one.
No, I think it's the same, like it is for iPhones, black and white.
You know, yeah, if it's the same, then I might go with
makes
that.
Makes it tough.
Wood grain feels more like the classic guitar.
Right?
Yeah. But
just because it provokes the thoughts of the 70s.
You for sure dead, John.
He can't go to a different menu for some reason.
Well, it says press select to see available missions and...
Escape, tab, cap lock.
What if I do this? There you go. I just do it on this one. So if you just follow the road to the left, there's a mission out there for you.
Alright.
It's a race.
In how do we
gravity race. Travel as far as you can with only steering. No brakes, no engine.
How does he close this, Adam?
Rely upon me.
Are you messing with the camera or is it just
John did mess with the camera.
I think Adam is.
I just started to. Let me see if I can hook you up.
I don't think there's the
That's a rock.
Jesus. I'm looking under the ground.
Yeah, I can't fix this.
Maybe we reset this? Or,
Beam NG, everybody!
Not glitchy.
Whoa. I have some control over what you can do.
That's it. That's all it is. All
right. Well, you want to go and see if we can... Let's see.
Wait. Go back. Let's try some of the single events.
You paused it or something. How do you...
Undo shit.
All right.
Scenarios. Let's check out a scenario. Jumps.
Yeah, let's do something. East Coast Chase?
Yeah, there's Polish
jumps.
Chases.
Jumps looks fun.
Drown the Pigeon? Yeah, jumps. All right,
jumps.
So what, since we're moving into game, let's talk about this awesome game that we've all been extremely distracted with tonight.
Well, like I said at the beginning of the show, this was a suggestion from one of our viewers. I've kind of heard of this game before, but I never really looked too much into it. It's $24.99 on...
Seriously, Adam?
He just
turned the TV off? Huh?
I went to push volume down and Toads hit the channel. That one's Adam. That one's Adam's bad.
It's like driving the screen goes off. I'm like, will you stop pressing?
You know, you did pretty good for a while. You got this.
Yeah, Johnny Toads got it. Oh.
So do you know who the developer is, Adam?
Ruptured. The developer is Beam NG.
Nice.
Whatever GmbH is.
It's a German thing.
Okay.
It's kind of like the German version of LLC.
Okay. So, yeah, gotcha. So then Beam MG is the name of the developer and the publisher. The engine it's built on is Torque. I just thought that was kind of funny.
Right on.
It's kind of fitting for a car game.
Single player, multiplayer, we kind of tried to mess around with the multiplayer, but that didn't really work earlier.
Yeah, it looks like
we didn't want to try to figure that out
during the show.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. I don't think that it's only available on Microsoft Windows right now, but I see that they've been talking for a while about bringing it to like Xbox and PS4 also.
They totally... Oh, extra, a different jump. Oh.
Did you just restart it yourself, or did it restart you?
I restarted it, because I wasn't going to be able to...
It wasn't good enough.
Yeah, exactly. This reminds me of... Do you remember that game where you're, like, supposed to be on top of the trucks? It's like Mother Truckers or something like that.
Oh, Cluster Truck?
Yeah, Cluster Truck.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that a little bit. Just, like, how minimum... Not minimum.
Right.
But,
well, the cars look pretty detailed, right? But everything else is pretty...
Lackluster.
Yeah. You should just go off course and see
You have
this.
To go through those things, John.
Oh, yeah, you missed the checkpoint. How can you drive on that thing right there?
You should definitely try, John.
There is a way to turn off gravity. I don't know if that's what you want to do for that, you know.
No, probably not.
One checkpoint.
This was actually released way back in May of 2015 in early access.
Oh, wow. Really? So, it's been around for a little while,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, it's had some time to work out all those bugs. You
that
know.
We just found.
Yeah. I feel like this game, they probably leave some bugs in.
Right. not as bad as Goat Simulator, where it's mostly just man. Bugs.
But that's what makes that game beautiful.
It definitely.
Hey, Peter.
Peter. Hi, Peter.
Thanks for joining us, man.
Oh, man, I'm too beat to go to a podcast. I should probably play video games.
You could be at the podcast playing video games with me.
This game's way funner than Dota 2.
Yeah. Also. Witness.
Oh, that was smooth as butter. Oh, look at that, John.
Found the rhythm.
So it's just a vehicle physics simulator, basically.
Yeah, it is super fun.
It's just kind of fun to drive around. You want to go back to scenarios?
Yeah.
Should run from the police.
Driving around and just crash. Was there one like that?
Yeah, East any Coast of the chases. Case? East Coast chase.
Rock Island chase.
I thought large jump.
Canyon jump.
You want to do the canyon jump?
Yes. Yeah, I call it canyon jump. Right,
let's do it.
Or downhill
in
rally.
In a package van.
Medium difficulty. And you can download more of those scenarios.
Your friendly neighborhood plumber. This is exactly what he does in his free time.
A game like this, there's probably a ton of user-created content and community-created scenarios and missions and things like that. And all of that seemed to be free downloads, is from what I could kind of tell.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a map editor in the game. You can
you can even make your own stuff.
Yeah, I just haven't really messed around with that.
Mike wants to know why Peter isn't here.
Peter's tired.
He's a sheepy tired man. Yeah.
See the checkpoint, John? See the checkpoint?
You are not going to make it. You are totes not making that. Already fucked.
You can do it, bro.
Oh my god, you made it. I mean, barely.
At least if you made the checkpoint.
Then you put rocks like right in the way of the ramp so you don't have a straight line.
Rachel said he biked too hard. You got this, John. You got this.
This is it.
Yeah,
it's
money.
It's that camera change right before that fucks you up.
Oh, money. Money, money, money.
Oh,
money,
shit!
Turn!
No,
I don't want to turn. Oh, do I have to?
You have more checkpoints.
I didn't realize.
You don't see the other giant
I did it the
imaginary
second.
Beam in the sky?
I did it at the end after I made it.
We can jump if we want to.
You fucked.
You're fine. You got the checkpoint.
Did you?
I think so.
I don't think you did.
Oh, John, got it.
I'm drawn.
Okay, fall off.
Just
this is going to be great,
throw
too.
In reverse.
Just fall off.
Yeah. I am. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
To your death. Actually, you probably can't.
I like how the camera changed.
Ooh, look how the roof bent.
Keep going. Keep doing it. Okay.
I just want to sit here and watch John play this.
This is a tricky scenario. This is actually way more fun than any of the other ones I did, though. Cannonball was pretty rad, except just because it's fun to watch the cannonball rip
and
through the car.
Oh, God.
Oh, you are
the angle.
Wicked.
Oh.
Brandon Lewis says hi.
Hello. Thanks for joining us.
Top of the morning to you, laddie. I'm just fucking this package van up. I work for Amazon, if you couldn't tell.
Is this how you do it?
So do it at an angle.
Yeah.
Just throw the package out the window right now.
Yeah. Hope you get your shit.
Brandon Lewis wants a shout out right now, please.
We've already said his name.
We already did.
Yeah.
So there
you
go. Yeah. It doesn't turn.
You are fucked.
Hi, Brandon Lewis.
Hi, Brandon Lewis.
It went down a little bit, and then it would turn.
Yeah, you know, okay, hindsight's 20/20, Adam. Some of these things have a learning curve, which you wouldn't get to learn from because you'd already be dead.
All right, so the gadget that we'll be talking about tonight is actually one that Josh brought to my attention. It's the Neroon Open, the world's smartest sleep assistant.
It's badass.
It is actually really badass. There are quite a few sleep assistants out there, like masks and things that you can wear. This one seems to pretty much take everything that different ones do and cram it all into one package. It is on Kickstarter right now, but they are... already, I accidentally pressed a button. I hope that didn't fuck you. I totally fucked you.
And that's what a shortfall looks like.
But it has already been pledged. Out of the $100,000 goal, there are $253,000. With still 9 days to go. And basically, this is a smart mask that you wear that tracks your sleeping pattern, how much you move, when you wake up. what cycles of sleep that you work through the night, how long you stay in those cycles, as well as many, many other things. Those are your pretty much your basic things that most sleep assistants will add. This one, however, can also help you lucid dream. All of this is connected via a free companion app where you can actually control the device through. John, you are getting worse at this. you can also help.
Should read the tips when they come up.
Yeah. One thing that you can do with this is you can also, this can be your alarm, so you can have it wake you up, like, only in, if you only want to wake up when you're in your lightest cycle of sleep.
Gotcha.
It will wake you up then, or if you want to wake up in the middle of REM sleep for some
ungodly reason.
Yeah, I want to be as tired as possible.
Right?
Yeah. All I want day my long.
Body. I need that high.
Yeah. I want my body to hate me. Good Lord.
It will also help you get better sleep. You can wear this while meditating. It has other recommendations for things to help you sleep. You are seriously getting bad at this. And I mean, not good. Even all three wheels went off the ramp that time.
Oh, right.
Oh, are you going to land on the hood?
Tires pop off.
Right.
I did too.
You probably would have survived that.
I don't know.
So, well, it can help you meditate. It can help you. There are other things it'll do to help you, along with the app that'll give you tips and stuff for a better night's sleep. It'll also help you lucid dream, which I thought was really cool.
Yep.
It can help you lucid dream through a couple different ways. One being a little red light that'll shine in your eyes when it picks up that you are in REM sleep. Other ones,
perfect, John.
Are stop. It'll give you a light vibration to let you know you're in REM sleep. Just things to trick your brain into realizing that, hey, you're in REM sleep. You are dreaming.
Oh, John.
You are definitely not making that one.
So close, though. So close.
And then if that wasn't enough for your sleep aid / meditation aid, it will also, ways that it'll wake you up, a slight vibration on your face, so your head will just start shaking. As well as lights and I believe soft sounds as well.
Yeah, gotcha. It will attenuate to the natural light outside if you have a daytime schedule.
Yes,
gotcha. So like it will
slowly brighter.
It will slowly simulate the like light outside your window.
Yeah, and then what is even the coolest part about this thing is if you have certain smart devices in your home, you can actually hook this. Two smart devices.
That's fucking right. So, like, if you have a Nest to control your thermostat, mm-hmm. It's like you can go to sleep warm, but you get better sleep when it's cooler. Go ahead. Yeah.
It will trigger like, oh, as soon as I hit REM sleep, drop my thermostat down to 60 degrees.
That's pretty
interesting. And it'll do that. Or you can set it to like, if I wake up and you have like smart lighting in your house, turn the lights on in my room for me. Oh, I totally just smacked the controller. I hope I didn't fuck you. Or you can
looks
have
good.
It to where. Oh, you're totally solid. Or if you take the mask off, then it'll turn the lights on for you. So you can hook it up. And those are some of the standard ones that it's coming with. But this whole device is all open source.
Nice.
So then you have the ability, nice. If you've got the coding and programming know-how, to get in there and set it up through all kinds of stuff. Hell, you could, if you had a smart coffee pot, make this thing start brewing coffee as you come in to light your final light sleep cycle.
It's true.
That's awesome.
And then as soon as it wakes you up, say 45 minutes later, or whenever you want to get up in your cycle, boom, fresh pots. You doing a sweet 360, John? Sweet tricks? No, not sweet tricks. Certain Ooh. Death.
That van crinkle, man.
That the passenger's toe's fucked. And, you didn't let me see if you died.
What determines if I die?
How fucked Adam? The... Yeah, I imagine that there is a fake person sitting in the driver's seat, and then I totally judge it on how fucked that area of the car is.
So,
or how many gnarly spins you get going on.
For our YouTube viewers, I'm giving you guys a look at a woman sleeping with
nice
the
dismount.
With the neuron open.
The thing doesn't look super uncomfortable either.
No, it looks like it's padded and it's form-fitting and it's pretty badass.
One thing that these guys do tow with, speaking as far as the comfort of it, is a lot of sleep masks and sleep aids like this, you have to sleep laying on your back. Otherwise, it'll like... shift it off your face.
Right.
This one you can lay any way you want, and because it's mostly a band and there's really no like solid face mask like an Oculus, it's all pretty flexible.
Rachel,
it stays exactly where it's supposed to.
That's good because I'm a side sleeper.
So am I. Yeah. Absolutely.
Rachel asked if it helps snores, and I can just tell you it doesn't.
No, it is not.
It's not a
snores.
Respiratory thing at all.
No.
Brandon Lewis says his sister wants a shout out, but
I don't know your sister.
Sorry, if she's a viewer,
Sister Lewis,
log in to YouTube and
ask for a shout out.
Thanks
we'll give
for
you
subscribing.
One.
Yeah, and subscribe. Yeah, to us.
Like and subscribe.
I like the way you think. Oh yeah, new rule. Want a shout out? Subscribe.
God damn it! I've been subscribed forever. Can I get a shout out?
No, you cannot get a shout out.
Aww.
Shout out, Josh.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, yeah, Joe, just got to spin around.
Just do it slow.
Get a good run up to it. But that I mean...
Oh, yeah, you're not going to do this.
I know that's a lot of things this thing does, and I crammed it all in there. But for the most part, that's pretty much it. With the app, you can see, you can track all of your sleeping behavior as well. You know, how many times you wake up. Because a lot of times you'll wake up in the middle of the night, roll back over and go to sleep, and in the morning you'll never even remember waking up. So it'll track that for you. It will track how long you stayed in certain cycles. I think it even tracks your temperature as well while you're sleeping.
So I don't know how much you know about lucid dreaming.
A little bit.
I think it sounds interesting.
I do
I
as
would
well.
Be down totally.
Yeah. I don't know. I also feel like.
But I've also heard some people have had some pretty crazy fucking experiences with it.
Oh, like, I'm sure. Thinking, this like, whole reality thing, isn't real anymore.
There's this whole thing about, like, shadow people. Like, it's a thing. Seriously, look it up. Lucid dreaming and shadow people. Like,
really?
It's shit that you see in
you
that
got this,
state
John.
That just fucks with you. You know?
John, you have it.
All that being said, like, they've come out terrified from it. All that being said, I'd still be down.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh
damn it.
Controlling your
you,
dreams?
That,
like,
sounds so rad.
Yeah.
Oh, see, like, that situation, John, that side of the car where the driver is, pretty fucked.
Mike,
I'd say dead.
Mike wants a shout out.
No,
I told him. Mike. I told him no. You get shout out. You get called out every episode. I mean,
he doesn't get a shout out. He gets a shout at.
Didn't we say thanks for joining us, Mike?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
okay,
Mike.
This was a perfect approach.
Rachel says. Rachel says you get shout outs all the time in the form of fuck yous. You did it.
Can you save it though? Are you high centered? You look high centered. Yep.
Fail. Yeah. The game said you can't move.
So yeah, I mean, if a sleep
aid,
thank you, is something that you're interested in, for everything that this does, the price is very, very fair, especially because you're going to be wearing it damn near every night. The MSRP will be $200.
That's not bad.
No. Mm-mm. And right now, they did an early bird special, and then they did a redo of the early bird special because it was so popular. So right now, you can get it for $140. And there's still, I think, like 30 or 40 of those left. And then there's another tier at like 170, and there's more of those left. And they even have a two-pack right now that is only like $250.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Nice.
So, I mean, you think about it, when one retails for $200, when it hits, when it actually hits stores and
definitely.
Stuff. So, yeah, I've always had problems with my sleep. Now, that's more from the sleep apnea and less from anything else. But I'd still be interested. It'd be fun to tinker around with one of these.
You ready to switch to a different scenario yet?
Seriously,
no!
We're watching
yes.
the same thing.
All right,
we are already.
One last attempt.
You always get your one more, Mommy. One more.
Yeah. I say fuck him. Where's the controller? Push a button. You're not even going to
make
it.
We didn't push a button.
That was actually pretty good.
He'll make it.
Your one more attempt.
He'll make it.
And this is what you do to it. You'd have lived.
Through the plants.
Oh, you can keep... Yeah, well, it's not my game. I was going to say, you keep playing. I just want to see
someone else. Yeah, you definitely could have kept playing. I just wanted to...
Different scenario.
I don't know. We got about 10 minutes left in the show.
Let's do a cop chase.
At least do something else.
Yes, cop chase.
Okay, so
East Coast
chase
four
or two one.
Two. Look at what you get to drive for two. That seems way cooler than the fucking Comcast van. Although with the net neutrality stuff going on...
Tailing speed.
They'll probably be able to pimp their rides a little bit. Because they'll be making more money.
Yeah.
Fucking
ooh,
dicks.
Look at that. I don't know if that's what you get to drive, but look at it.
Oh, Waiting for Players participated in net neutrality. It wasn't just my two emails. I also did one for Waiting for Players.
Oh, well, nice. So, John, really, you're the only one that didn't do it on your own. For shame.
What makes you think I didn't do it?
You
I
said
earlier
you
that you I don't like
do
to
it.
Talk about these right. things in
the
public
you're
the eye.
Cop.
You said
I,
you
yeah,
did.
I was surprised by that, too.
Oh, man, I thought you were running from the
police.
Yeah,
you're chasing the...
Yeah, you got to take them out, and I'm way... This that actually is cooler to me. Although I did have a driver flashback. Oh.
He's going to turn.
Don't let him get away. You ain't going to stay on the road. The criminal.
He's it's probably way faster to steer on the road. This old hoopty of a police
this
car.
This freaking boat. Dude, that thing is awesome, though.
Brandon Lewis said he subscribed and clicked the bell thing.
So what do you want,
awesome.
Brandon?
Awesome. Thank you.
Shout out to your sister.
He'll get notifications yeah.
What's she up to?
Yo, word to your mother also.
I'll get him. Get him.
Yeah.
Oh. And then you're supposed to kill him, not yourself. Like, after you tap him, maybe slow down next time.
Catch the moonhawk.
The moonhawk. Like, hey, cut that field. Oh, you can't because of the checkpoint.
Yeah.
Shit.
They did that on purpose because otherwise you could cut the field and just plow right into the side of him.
Which but it seems, said be careful of car damage.
But don't I have to damage him?
You have to damage him. It's careful of your own car damage.
Yeah. So I have to tail him and, like, hit him.
Spin him out. Yeah. You got to give him one of them good old pit spins. That's not what it's called.
Pit maneuver.
Thank
you. Yeah, no. But I also think that a love tap center of the bumper and you just hit the brakes afterwards and watch him spin.
This thing is not that's forgiving.
Your car damage is at 45.
56.
I don't think you're going to catch him now.
You are on fire.
I think you should hit R.
Okay, your cop car's lit as fuck.
I got this.
Right? Come back here, Moonbeam.
What?
You made it another 3 feet.
At least you didn't kill yourself that time.
I'm going to try one more time, and then somebody else can try it.
Brandon Lewis says, that sucks that you crashed, bro.
Well, maybe it's because I didn't turn my blinker on up here.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm taking a run. You just remember to turn it off, too. Don't be one of those assholes.
I got more important things to do. Oh,
it turns off for you.
Nice.
Go.
I am.
Josh, can we get an announcer voice?
God, you're an asshole driver.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh yes. Center there the bumper. Go. Love tap.
No.
All right, fucking, yeah, I want to try this.
You fucking had him, man. You had him and you lost it.
I tell you, man, it's harder to steer this car than you think.
Oh, dude, it's fucking... It looks hard. It looks as soon as
like,
you get
as soon
to high speed,
one
like...
Way, you start going like, yeah.
It seems fun, though. It's like drifting.
So oh, Rachel you can't says, slow down and turn at the same time for some reason.
Rachel says, forever blinker people are the worst. And
what if I put them both on?
Brian Lewis says, safety first.
Forever blinker people are better than... No, they're not really.
It's the flashers.
If you leave your blinker on forever, and if you don't use your blinker, fuck both of you.
Mike said hazard lights.
Yeah, hazard lights.
I want people to know.
Because this is dangerous.
Oh, God.
You got it. Yep. He's getting away, though.
He's smashing on me, man.
One out of two checkpoints.
And I've got the thing.
Just skate better, bro.
Pins.
Skate better.
Oh, I'm totally losing control.
You got this.
Oh, the tree.
You dead.
I'm for sure dead.
You just cut that cop car in
Listen,
half.
I know I'm supposed to hit the checkpoint.
So hit the checkpoint from the field to the right and come a harder angle at the corner. Oh, God.
I fucked up my opportunity. Shit.
The car
and now
like,
I'm stuck.
He crashed in the middle. He spun out of the middle of the road. He's still getting away from you.
Fuck. Hey, you want to hit me with that?
You had the easiest one ever. And you. I'm telling you, though. Maybe, get off to the right a little bit.
Maybe you psyched him out by...
Hit the checkpoint. No, that's a ditch.
You just saw that ditch
last time.
I thought I could skim across the top of it all sweet
like.
What about this game has showed you that you could be smooth about driving?
Yeah.
Like nothing.
Nothing.
That's like one of my favorite things about it is like.
It's super
it
unforgiving.
It will legitimately not let you turn unless you're on the gas.
It's just because it's slow.
God,
it's so
gee,
slow.
All right.
Though, the turning and stuff.
There you go.
Hazards.
Oh, man. You're killing it.
Fuck this. I mean, not fuck this game. Fuck this scenario, though. This game is super
fun.
This
scenario is awesome. I want to try the scenario.
So it's
like,
$24.99 regularly.
That's a little steep.
There you go. Go. No, too much. Too much.
I'm going to save it. I got it.
Like I said, I picked it up in the Steam sale for like $16.99.
That's much more reasonable.
Was that still via the summer sale?
Yes.
You got this. You fucked it up.
Damn it.
Why does everybody wig out when they get close to it? They're like, no.
It's an overcorrection trying to straighten myself back out.
You want to try it one time before we go?
Yeah. I'll let Adam give it this go real quick. He hit this turn really good, though. Yeah, he hit it again.
Not as well.
You got this.
No, but still in the ballpark of awesome.
Thank you.
In the ballpark. In the ballpark. Pretty big ballpark, Adam.
Hey, it's a little but it was in the ballpark of Boston. Awesome.
You got this. Yes. Now, yes. Yes. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Oh, but.
This does actually.
So the straight bumper work hit doesn't work because he just kind of gets shoved forward a little bit. You gotta.
You gotta catch him in a corner.
Brandon says,
"Oh yeah, while he's turning, of course."
Brandon says, "It's a boat. It sucks. It's a poop mobile." Mike says, "This game would be better on the PS4."
Mike, you know what? Your mom would be better on the PS4, but she's not. We gotta live with it.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Oh, then Brandon told Mike to shut up.
Beautiful. Brandon,
learning that turn would definitely take a few tries.
Oh, yeah, it's not an easy turn, that's for sure.
It sounds like it may come to the PS4 at some point.
Oh, this game?
I feel like this game would be.
How hard would it really be to port it?
Good on the PS4?
You'd actually have a joystick, it'd probably be easier to drive.
Right. You'd have less options. There's a lot of buttons if you look at like the keys, the controls.
Have more buttons than you actually controls than actually driving a car?
Especially when you're on like free roam and stuff like that where you just kind of do whatever.
Sick. Yeah,
I have underestimated the squirreliness of this vehicle. I give it to you guys. I'll give it to you. It's like,
why does everybody choke it so hard?
Yeah, turn is gnarly. You see what I'm saying? But it's harder to turn the slower you go.
Yeah,
that was well done though.
It could have been better, but at least this time I could see the car.
Yeah,
the suspect got away. What? Now you got a pull pit maneuver. Pull, pop a wheelie.
See, if you hit it, it just fucks you up.
Oh, John! You're fine. You got this.
He's gone.
You got this.
He's made it to Mexico by now.
Oh, don't fall down there.
All right, I think I'm no better at this than anybody else.
Mike says driving games are easier with a controller. That is
a fact. That is 100% true.
But it's a great thing they make controllers for the PC.
This game does have partial controller support.
Only
so.
Partial. That was fucking sick, John.
Yeah, it was
right.
Beautiful.
That's the thing. There's so many controls that
you,
so you
got this. Just
I think I fucked the wheel
you're
up.
Fine. You're fine.
I think I fucked the wheel up. And keep
you're fine. Just stay with the car.
So
don't
just
hit
try
him.
To tail. Yeah. Yeah. Don't exactly try to tail him for a while.
No, when I went and hit that ditch after that, it kept pulling to the left, so I couldn't like let off the gas at all.
I would take this turn slower, maybe.
Yeah. That's what I tried to do. That's how I got.
It's probably because you're not signaling, too.
So. Well, I signal in both directions. He's letting everybody know, hey,
I'm a hazard.
Urgency.
I'm a hazard. I need help.
I'm a hazard.
Someone call the cops.
Pretty accurate.
Don't hit him.
Get up alongside of him and shove him into a tree. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
He's a clever
driver.
No.
He's like, all I have to do is go straight, and nobody will ever catch me.
Right? Imagine being this guy, just the cop, like, eats it right behind you.
Boof, you're like, oh,
how
my.
Happy are you after that?
Right?
You go buy a lottery ticket on your way out of the fucking country. Okay. All right, John, you got this. Pedal to the metal.
That's what fucks me. I feel like I should coast it to the mostest.
Brandon Lewis is telling Mike, shut up, you that is as freak. I think he meant is a freak.
I'm right on you now. I'm right on you now, Moonbeam.
Doing pretty good.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
into,
oh
into
no. Wait.
Oh.
Reverse.
Oh, no, follow
what?
Him.
What is that? What is all that? Right.
We're changing directions. We're going back.
At least he'll never hit checkpoint
he
two.
He said, fuck Mexico. He's like, now we're going to Canada. I think he got faster.
He forgot his keys.
Is he in reverse? My wallet.
No. That almost looks like the front of the
it
car,
almost
though.
Does, though.
Okay, take a turn. I dare you. Take a turn. I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up.
Oh,
no!
You put him into it. He's on fire now.
How do you win more than that?
I think you have to chase, like, actually chase him through both checkpoints.
Yeah, I think so.
With tailing and stuff like that.
I don't think
that.
You're supposed to put him into a tree.
Which is
that takes all the fun out of it. We had the right idea. The game is broken.
Well, what you gonna do?
I put him into a tree and burst him into flames. Like, who's he getting away from now?
Nobody, but that's usually not how the police operate.
John, he says you're the best. Brandon says you're the best, by the way.
Oh,
hey, you know.
Or maybe that's a greater, like, we're the best. I don't know.
Oh. No.
Yeah, I like that better.
I like that one better,
bitch.
Too.
Avoid going too deep underwater for too long. Don't fucking
anything?
Be weird.
Yeah, that's
John.
What I was going to ask. You guys got anything else to add? Or?
John needs to quit being a weirdo. That's
I don't
what I
need
have
to quit.
Add.
So I can't go under the water for
So you got to jump the water, it looks like. You're supposed to...
I think you go into the water, you just can't go too deep, it said, right?
Yeah, that's why, like, if you can't speed, off, you'll carry yourself out.
I am stuck.
Yeah, yeah. You goofed.
And there you go, that's better.
That's terrible.
That'll work, John.
Gary, we probably should have read those tips.
No, tips are for noobs.
Brandon, we're not said noobs. All of us.
Yeah, but I would say ignore the checkpoints.
Brandon, I had a lot more
respect for you.
Yeah, when you when we were thinking that you said I was the
70%.
Best. Now that you use the royal you, the you people. All right.
So Rachel, to you, she said, "Oh, John, what the fuck?" when you were doing your little your little dance. But
that was Adam's ear that was getting
danced on. Yeah. All right.
Sounds like you guys
We are done. We will see you guys next week. And, you know, pay attention. If this is your first time, be sure to subscribe. Point. And you'll get the notifications.
You're so close.
And watch out for John.
later,
see
everybody.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye.